Reformed Church.
The thing I shared recently about relationships, truthfully, in my opinion, this is probably something you'd want to hear even before hearing that, because the one thing that I shared was about trusting in the Lord with all your heart and leaning not on your own. And I had said that that particularly in Proverbs 3 is talking about our understanding. And it's saying that when you trust in the Lord with all your heart, in other words, for understanding, you don't have to lean on your own understanding. But that principle applies to anything. That when you realize that there's something included in the inheritance that Jesus provided you, in that lump sum inheritance that Jesus provided at the cross and paid for you to have, whenever you realize there's something in there that Jesus already gave you, you don't have to trust in your own ability to produce it now. Because if Jesus already gave it to you and provided you something, whether that's godliness, you realize that Jesus already provided righteousness and godliness, well then you know you don't have to produce your own godliness and try your best to get your life right. You know, if you realize Jesus provided power to get wealth, well then you don't need to seek these things on your own and trust your own ability to add wealth to yourself in the might of your own hand, the way that Deuteronomy 8 refers to it, but you can trust the Lord for it. Or maybe that is understanding. But a thing with relationships, which is really important, is I really honestly believe that one of the main things that's going to keep you from being hasty in a relationship, being slow, even recently we were talking about just waiting and proving the relationship before even getting into the relationship. And if you want more details on that, that was the message was Fulfilling Your Ministry Part 4. And while I made ministry points, I actually made some relationship points in there, and the principles I was sharing there apply to relationships, just about being slow and just watching someone to make sure that there's fruit before giving them a position in your life. That's called a proving process in the Bible. And so what's going to enable you actually to be able to wait, because our flesh by itself won't wait. Our flesh by itself just does stuff and is rash and you know, can't produce righteousness on its own. But one of the things that's going to enable you to wait and say, no, Lord, I'm not in a rush to get into this relationship. Because when you're in a rush, even if it's not ready, you'll just take it. It's like if you're really, really hungry and you're baking cookies, you know what? Even if they're not done, you just take them out and you just start eating, because you won't wait till it's ready because you're so hungry. And when you're so desperate for a relationship, or you're not drawing from the love of God and meditating on those things, or when you don't know that you can trust God with relationships and He'll add them to you, when you don't have that contentment and that peace, you will be desperate for a relationship, which is not right, but that's where you'll end up. And then because of that desperation and that need for love from someone else, or that need for a relationship, or perhaps because you think you have to add it to yourself, you'll rush into it. You won't wait. You won't be slow. You won't wait and prove the relationship to see if it's something that's good and of God. The way you are enabled to just slow down and wait for something is when you realize God will add this to you. I don't have to lean on my own. I have a God that will add the right relationships to me, and He'll do it supernaturally. He'll do it by His power. So I don't have to have my mind just racking my brain and being, you know, focused on this thing itself. I can trust God with it. And when you know you can trust God, and He's not telling you no to a romantic relationship if that's what you want/need. He's not telling you no. He's just saying maybe, you know what, not that one or not yet, but He's saying, I'll add it to you. I'll do it. And when you know that, that gives you such security that you'll be willing to wait, because you'll say, man, God isn't withholding something from me. But when you think God is withholding something from you, you'll just go and do it yourself. Because if you feel you need it enough, you'll just do it yourself if you think He's withholding. But when you know God's saying, I'm not withholding anything from you. The Bible says in Psalms that He withholds no good thing from those who walk uprightly. And so He's not withholding anything from you. When you realize that you have someone to trust in, you can rest on Him. You can lean on Him and not lean on your own efforts to add relationships to yourself, particularly romantic relationships, what we've been talking about. But I just want to read you one thing about that, probably more than read it to you. I probably will just summarize it. But this is 2 Samuel. And this is about David. And when David lusted after Bathsheba, it's kind of ironic that her name is Bathsheba, and David, first time seeing her, she was taking a bath. So that's just one of those weird coincidences. But when he saw her, he lusted after her, but she was already married. I won't give you the whole thing, but basically he had her husband killed, and he stole her, and he committed adultery and all this stuff. Basically, he took her for himself. And you can tell that was lust. He was rash about it. And again, this was a married woman, so there's a little bit of a different circumstance. But what's really funny is that the way that God corrected David in 2 Samuel 12 is, I'll just summarize it for you, but you can read it. It's 2 Samuel 12, verses 7 through 9, all right, if you want to read it. But for the sake of time, funny enough, God's correction to David wasn't, you know what, like, I'm withholding this from you. You just have to abstain, and, you know, I don't care about relationships in your life. And no, he actually told David, I've given you all the house of Saul, which was his predecessor. I've given you all the house of Saul. I gave you his wives. You were allowed to have more than one wife back then, and God made, like, sort of an allowance in the Old Testament. He said, I gave you his wives. I gave you all this. And listen to his correction. He said, and if it had been too little, I would have given you such and such things. In other words, if you needed something, why didn't you trust me for it? Why did you have to go and just rash, in sort of a rash, intemperate way, go and just take things for yourself? Because then he took her for himself, and it happened in a sinful and a wrong way. And God's correction is just awesome, because he's saying, you could have trusted me for that rather than leaning on yourself for relationships. He's like, if everything I had added to you so far had been too little, I would have given you more. And I think just that's awesome advice, because when you think that God's withholding something from you, or you can't trust God with relationships, those are the times where you will do things quickly and without temperance. Temperance just means without control. You'll just do things without temperance and do things yourself. But really, when you know you can trust God with this, it will give you a contentment. When you know you have a promise from God that he'll add all these things to you, it'll make you slow down and say, you know what, Lord, I can trust you because you're not withholding anything from me. One more point on this, just as I close, one more point. And that is just that the way that the devil tempted Eve, even in the beginning, was he painted God as someone that was withholding something from her. And the very definition of being enticed into something, or maybe that's not the right way to put it, but a huge way that you can be enticed is when you feel like something good is being withheld from you, right? It's like, even as silly as it is, even on a diet, if you feel that there's something really good and there's some dessert, but I can't have it, man, that lust will rise up on the inside of you when you think there's something good out there and I can't have it. Your flesh will rise up and say, you know, oh, I want that right now. But you see, that's not what God is saying. God is not saying there's these great relationships, and I know it would be fun, and I know that there's people out there, but, you know, I'm just saying no to you, I'm withholding. That will entice you to a relationship, and you'll live in lust if you feel like God's withholding something and I just can't do the good thing I want to do. That's not what it is at all. God is actually trying to protect you from things that aren't good, and he's saying, I have a good relationship for you. And when you know that God has everything for you, he's not withholding anything from you, that lust will get calmed right down, because you're not even, you're not telling yourself, there's something good I can't have. Now you're saying, no, there's something better that God wants for me, and I want the better. I want what is truly good, because God will withhold no good thing from me, and I want what's truly good. And if God, who will withhold no good thing from me, is telling me, no, not that, not right now, that must mean because he has something awesome for me, and it's not that. You see what I'm saying? It's a different way, and rather than live in lust because you think God is withholding this great relationship from you and it's just awesome, no, he's looking down the road and he's saying, no, this is not going to be awesome for you. And it may seem that way right now, but it's not. And I'm not withholding something from you. I want to add this, but just like David, don't go and take things for yourself, because then it happens in a wrong way. Trust God with it. It'll give you contentment, and it'll give you perseverance to wait for the person that God really has for you.
We hope you enjoyed this message from Reformed Church. If you have, please share this with someone else and help us get this uncommon truth out to the world. If you'd like to support this good news, you can do so at reformedchurch.com/give. Also on our website, you can take advantage of our free messages, articles, and even full discipleship courses. Start reforming your mind now at reformedchurch.com.